And welcome back to WSHIT's News at 7:15. It's news you can use before you snooze. It's going to be a beautiful and busy weekend out there in Crabapple, so let's go straight to the WSHIT weather desk. Greg, what you got on tap for us this weekend?
On a personal note, tonight, after nearly 3 years as a weekend fill-in weather person slash reporter, I'm going to be ending my position here. Now, my goal has always been to be a full-time broadcast meteorologist and be on the air on a nightly basis. But unfortunately, being in the right person in the right place at the right time is part of this TV game that I have not yet been able to master. It was my intention to stay on as a full-time forecaster, and although I am grateful for the opportunity to be here on weekends, to continue in the present capacity just would only serve to say that I am in agreement and satisfied, but it's just not the case. Basically, after 13 years of striving to grab the whole pie, it's no longer possible to keep settling for just a taste of the crumbs. I want to thank the people that I work with, the folks here in the studio and the back room, and especially want to thank my colleagues in the business and especially...
What a beautiful and lovely tribute to the viewers of WSHIT. I wish I could say that anyone even knew your name, Greg, but that's simply not the case. Please leave the stapler on the way out the door, and fuck you too. We'll be back after this commercial break. Can anybody find Diane? I think we're going to need a new weather person.
Thank God for helping me do this job and for allowing me to forecast his weather. This is my last weekend show, but the plan is for me to be here one more night, tomorrow night, so I hope and pray that my last few forecasts here with you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
But I did have to take a trip to the emergency room the other day and get some fluids because I started feeling a little peaked, a little not so good. And I felt like I was going to kind of, I was swirling around there for a minute.
I know, you texted me. I was like, what time are we getting together for the show tomorrow? And you go,
I'm in the hospital. So 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and right. Then you just still tried to do it.
I was so mad because then Chrissy was like, I'm not coming over. I am not recording today. You rest and we'll talk to you later. And I was like, but I want to record. No. And she's like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm not coming. So good luck. Go record. Have fun. What are the like best and worst sex positions? What are the sex positions that we think are good, but are, you know, that might look good on TV or in a porn, but really aren't all that great?
Yeah.
And then it reminded me that we have to get to part two of our sexual education because all the kids out there are, you know, they're waiting for us.
They're counting
on us to teach them about sex. They're counting on these two unskilled motherfuckers to teach them how to get it done.
I'm a card when it comes to talking about sex with my children. A few bad stuff have scared me off completely.
Now, do you mean bad?
Bad stuff?
He said bad starts.
Bad starts.
It's kind of clicky at the beginning.
But... Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, Johnny, you got a boner?
Yeah.
No? Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, what you doing with that boner? Hey, Johnny, clean up your jizz off the sink. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. That was weird. Oh, we'll talk about sex later.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. And best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
You remembered.
Almost said happy holidays.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Welcome to another edition of The Commercial Break. The only commercial break you ever need for any of your... For any needs, whatever they are. If you want to go on a food poisoning diet, call me up. Day number 3012 in my new engagement, my new girlfriend, Salmonella.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She's a bitch.
Oh, man. Yes. She is my least favorite girlfriend so far.
I don't like her.
I have had a lot of, a few girls in my life have really torn up my ass up, but nothing like Salmonella.
That's true.
Hospital visit and 15 pounds later, I am still dealing with the food poisoning that came from something that I ate over on Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I just can't, you know, I can't shake it. It's not going away.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to tell you. But this has given me a lot of time. A lot of time in the bathroom, a lot of time by myself. You know, I'd like to play with my children, but duty calls and then I got to go. I drink something and almost instantaneously I have to go to the restroom. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's no joke. Food poisoning is, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I guess I should count my blessings because I know food poisoning can actually kill people.
Yes.
And I'm not there, but I did have to take a trip to the emergency room the other day and get some fluids because I started feeling a little peaked, a little not so good. And I felt like I was going to kind of, I was swirling around there for a minute.
I know, you texted me. I was like, what time are we getting together for the show tomorrow? And you go,
well,
I'm in
the
hospital.
So 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but, then, right. Then you just still tried to do it.
I was so mad because then Chrissy was like, I'm not coming over. I am not recording today. You rest and we'll talk to you later. And I was like, but I want to record. No. And she's like, I don't care. I'm not coming. So good luck. Go record. Have fun. And then my wife was colluding with her. Uh-huh. The two of them had a back channel going on.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure that made Astrid so happy. I didn't yell. I didn't get upset.
She was like, you know how stubborn he is. I was like, oh, I know. God.
Yeah, I know. I know. We talked about this in the last episode. I'm just a man. I'm just a man with the flu. It just happens to be coming out my ass.
The food flu.
The food flu. Unbelievable. But this has given me a lot of time. A lot of time to catch up on some shows that I wanted to watch. A couple of, I've read every periodical out there.
Periodical.
Periodical. Remember that? When you had to go through the Dewey Decimal System to make things happen?
Yeah, the card catalog.
Yes, the card catalog.
Is that still even in play?
The DDS. What's that?
Is that still even in play?
It's got to be, right? There's libraries.
Yeah.
I've been to libraries, but only
I don't think they have the physical card.
No.
I remember those.
Yeah, I do remember those. Now I remember being taught how we actually went and looked for a book.
Uh-huh.
And listen, I never really understood it, but okay, I just knew if I could do the alphabet that I could probably find a book. But now it's all computerized. Mm-hmm. I'm sure of it. Actually, I don't know. I haven't looked for a book in a library in years.
No.
Why would I? Uh-huh. I just go to Amazon and get it on Kindle.
Yeah.
Yeah, or read it online like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Screwing those poor authors out of money. I do love my Kindle app. I don't have the Kindle anymore, but I do love my Kindle app. One of the things that I was watching the other night while I was sitting on the shitter was as I was pondering my existence, how close I'm coming
with
to
your
death.
Squatty potty.
With my squatty potty, by the way, has been an invaluable resource for me during these times. Quite frankly, I've spent more time with the squatty potty than I have with my children over the last couple of days.
Yeah, that's true.
But as I was wondering how many more pounds I could lose before I actually started looking emaciated, I stumbled upon an old movie that I remember watching a couple of times, and it being quite frankly maybe the worst movie I had ever seen, but it was so bad that it was funny. Mm-hmm. And that is Showgirls, starring Elizabeth Berkley.
Oh, I never actually watched
it. You never watched Showgirls?
I did not. Okay. I meant to, but then along the way it got such terrible reviews.
It is
so bad.
Yeah. It is so fucking
bad. It got really bad reviews.
It got bad reviews, but now it's kind of like a cult classic.
I can imagine.
Because it's so bad, it's good. It's like one of those, what's the one, that The Artist? Have you ever seen The Artist?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. The Artist is one of those, it's so bad, it's good. Yes. This is like masturbating randomly in the middle of the screen.
Right.
Like, that guy is really weird. but this is equally as bad and equally as overly and unnecessarily sexualized as anything. For those of you who have never seen Elizabeth Berkley star in the movie Showgirls, Elizabeth Berkley was in the original cast of Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of took a turn for the raunchy when she went and did this movie, Showgirls, which was this
huge ordeal
when we were growing up in my early 20s or something like that. Everybody was talking about it. You had to go see this movie. And it was, she was naked the entire fucking movie.
Yeah, she looked amazing.
Amazing.
But yeah, amazing. The movie itself.
She's a gorgeous woman. She's it's amazing. And she is flat out naked from the first second of this movie to the last second of this movie. And there are some rather graphic and raunchy scenes that were just unnecessary.
Okay.
She's like a scene where she's having sex on her period. And it's like, it's completely unnecessary to the plot.
Right.
But then I'm thinking to myself, what is the plot of Showgirls?
And they're veering away from, what were we talking about?
Maybe that was the plot. Maybe having sex on your period is the plot.
Could be.
The general gist of the movie, or plot, if that's what you want to call it, Elizabeth is a small town girl who's a stripper who then gets...
Is she working her way through college?
She's
through law school.
She's working her way through men, I think, is what she's doing. There's a lot of sex with other men. She ends up going to Las Vegas to become a dancer.
Oh, okay.
And they pluck her from obscurity in some strip club to star in one of the casino showgirls things, right?
Ah.
Where the ones where the girls are topless and in tassels and running around. And I've been to a few of these shows out in Vegas. And, it's like artfully nude, I guess. tall, lanky, beautiful women, you know, with either tassels or no tassels on their boobs. It's usually just a topless, but in this particular version, everyone's just fully nude for some reason. Yeah, all the vag you could want. Just go watch Showgirls. And Elizabeth gets plucked out of obscurity, and then she becomes the understudy for the main character, who is the casino's big girl. She's the one who's bringing in all the revenue.
She's the star.
Yeah, I guarantee you now, if you go to Vegas, there are no showgirls that are the big star of the casino. That's kind of, you know, the old days. But Elizabeth ends up being so good that but then there is infighting and murder and people are
murder.
Dying. I think there's murder in Showgirls. I don't know. I didn't get that far in the movie because I decided I needed
some sleep. About the plot.
I forgot about the plot. I got as far as the sex scene in the pool. There's a sex scene in the pool with Kyle something or other, who's in the movie. The actor Kyle something or other is in the movie, and they are having sex in a pool. And she is thrashing about, right? And she is just like, I don't know if she's trying to murder his penis or something, but it looks so unnatural. She is such a bad actor. She is such a bad actress.
Anybody's ever
movie.
Tried to have sex in a pool, too. It just
this
doesn't
is my
work.
Point. We didn't even talk about this beforehand. And this is my point. Pool and water sex doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It barely works in the shower. And that's if you can position yourself in the right way and keep everything relatively dry.
Yeah.
Because natural water is not a great lubricant of anything, right? It's actually a really bad lubricator. Yes. Trying to have sex in the ocean, that's like that's the worst of the worst. That salt water will just rub you raw. But my point is that they make it seem so hot and sexual.
Sure.
And the truth is, if you've ever had to try to have sex in a pool, you understand that it's a really hard thing to accomplish.
Yeah.
That
it can be a sexy time.
Sure, a sexy time. Yeah.
Sexy time in the pool.
Yeah, get a heart, get sensual massages, you know, maybe
kissing,
a boob here or there.
Out. Yeah.
Get underwater, do a little scuba diving. You know what I'm talking about. You know, get everyone all prepped
but
and
the
ready.
The actual in and out.
No, you get out of the pool, you dry yourself off, you do it in a proper place. That's what happens. That's what adults do, right? Yes. This is obviously the fakest sex scene that's ever happened. Not only because Elizabeth Berkley is having sex in a manner that no woman has ever had sex, by basically headbanging to Kyle, whatever his name is, Cock. And I mean, just violently bouncing on his balls. But then you know that cannot happen in a pool.
Right.
Because there's no lubrication for that to happen.
Yeah.
The water has taken over and there's not going to be. Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking about a couple things. Number one, it got me thinking about what are the like best and worst sex positions? What are the sex positions that we think are good, but are, you know, that might look good on TV or in a porn, but really aren't all that great?
Yeah.
And then it reminded me that we have to get to part two of our sexual education, because all the kids out there are, you know, they're counting on us to teach them about sex. They're counting on these two unskilled motherfuckers to teach them how to get it done. And so we will get to that in just a moment. But first, I thought I would take a moment. This is a old ranking of best to worst sex positions.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And an I just wanted ranking.
It's an old ranking. It's about 7 years old. So I want to make sure that, you know, maybe
is there
there's
a new ranking.
Maybe there's new sex positions. I don't think there are new sex positions. You know, it's kind of like rock and roll chords.
Yes.
They've already been used. You just use them in different ways.
True.
Right. But I think that they're certainly, you know, kids, well, with these kids these days, they might,
kids,
you know, they're soaking.
Days.
They're soaking, and I didn't know that. The Mormons are soaking, and I had no idea.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
I forgot we did an episode on that.
We did do an episode on that. Uh-huh. And then a lot of other people did an episode on that. Stop it. Stop stealing my shit. I'll stop one moment to do a side. I know we do a lot of asides in the show. We're like a Family Guy in that way.
Yes.
And we're always veering off to the left for some reason. Mm-hmm. There is another show that follows us on Instagram. And I like the show. I think they're funny people, but they also seem to be following a pattern right behind us of doing random topics that are very much the same topics that we do within shot of doing it. Now, I understand this happens. Like, I'm not angry about it necessarily. It just seems
imitation's the best form.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right about that. I should just stop talking about it. Who cares? Okay, best to worst. Ready? 21 positions here we're going to go through, and we can talk about, we'll talk about it through. We'll do it real quick because I want to make sure we get to the sex ed before the show is up. Anal is probably the worst sexual position. Now, I guess this largely depends on where you're coming from. Literally,
right.
No pun intended.
Yes.
I mean, I know a lot of people who like anal sex.
Uh-huh.
And I know some people who get pleasure out of it. And I know a lot of other people who have said that in at least for heterosexuals, it's not the most comfortable thing to be going on back there.
I think maybe it's the idea of it and the whole porn, you know.
Yeah,
thing.
There's a lot of anal porn going on. Yeah, it always seems like every hardcore porn video has an anal component to it.
An anal angle.
Yeah, I dated an anal angle. This is breaking news now. Let's go to the anal angle. Let's go to the anus cam. Well, it's cloudy with a chance of turds here. Jim, now back to you.
The studio.
In the anal studio. So I dated a girl once.
Yeah.
It's never been my thing. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing. If someone wanted it, maybe I would oblige, but it's not, mm-hmm. I'm not looking for it, right? I'm not asking for that. I'm not that guy. Because maybe because I'm white.
You're not the anal guy.
I'm not the anal guy. I'm not the anus guy. Stuff I think.
That's good to know.
But I had a girl one time who just was like, just
let's
begging.
Do it.
Yeah, just, and, okay, well, and we dated for a while. And eventually I was like, okay, I guess, you know, you prepped.
Yeah.
Have you prepped? Have you done your prep work? It's like a colonoscopy. You drink your liquids. And do you have salmonella?
Right.
Yeah. And are we getting ready for this?
Exactly.
And I just didn't find it to be comfortable. And I found it to be a little bit painful and altogether. Mm-hmm. If you are into anal sex, though, like if you're homosexual or if it's a kink of yours or whatever, then I'm sure it would be good. But I understand the author's point here is that in some people's mind, I'm sure anal is better on porn movies than it is in real life and probably less messy. So this is the X. Do you know what the X is?
I don't.
Okay. Maybe. I lie on my back. You lie on your back and then your limbs form an X, right? So
a picture I can see.
No, I don't. But just imagine we're both you and me, but somebody and me are laying on our back, right?
Two people.
Yes. And then we kind of intertwine our legs.
Okay.
And kind of
your face
get in there. Yeah, your hips kind of move together, right? And you're just like, you know, kind of like trying to.
Yeah.
Now, I've tried to do this complicated position a million times either. Imagine you end up just kind of horizontal facing each other.
Right.
But trying to like get it in there, like, you know, sideways.
Yeah,
with the leg
see the diagonal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it in porn all the time, right? But it's an extremely complicated position to actually accomplish. And that's if you don't have sciatic nerve pain like I do. Oh my God!
That old sciatica.
That old sciatica. The wheelbarrow.
The
wheelbarrow. I also agree is one that I've seen a lot in porn.
It takes some upper body strength.
It sure does. How do you hold someone up like that and then thrust them at the same time? And I've done this. I've been involved in this once or twice. And one time, the young lady's arms buckled. She was kind of like a dainty little thing, and her arms buckled, and her face kind of went into the floor. That put a complete end to sex for the night.
I mean, sex injuries are a thing.
It is a thing. The head rush, which is when a man lies on the floor with his legs on the bed and you attempt to finish him off.
Okay.
Before I pass out.
That's the head rush.
Yeah, I'm not looking for anything where I'm hanging upside down. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
So I can see how this is. You just, you know, you stand on the kind of the bed and then you just kind of jump on top and back. It's kind of like a reverse cowboy, only with my head hanging off the bed.
Cowgirl,
sorry. Or cowboy, whatever you're into. These are mostly heterosexual positions, by the way. Teabagging. Yeah, we've talked about this before. Like, I just don't think there's any reason to hit somebody in the face with your balls.
Well, unless you're tasting wine. That's
that's correct. Unless you're a tasty tea tester.
With your balls.
With your balls. Chrissy and I reviewed many episodes back. This was probably almost
a year ago.
Yeah, it was Christmas time, I think. Chrissy and I were reviewing an article that said that you had taste buds in your testicles. And so we took that and we decided.
We took it to the restaurant.
The DD Cantor. Do you mind if I taste your marmalade before I put it on my pork? And that men would just have
excellent
choice.
Excellent year.
Your balls are incredible.
Exactly.
I've never seen such a palate.
Yes.
Oh, sir, your balls are exquisite. Have exquisite taste.
Have you insured them?
Would you like the 14 Mama Chamant? Can you put that in my tea taster? There would just be two round cup shaped right. ball cups on yeah. the table, and men would just get up and just bounce their balls in it.
Well, excellent.
Excellent. Serve.
We'll take two.
Serve.
Can you please serve the table?
Can you bring a DD canter, and I'm just going to wash it over my balls and let it air out for a minute?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, love that one. The pretzel. The good old pretzel, in case of those you don't know. The missionary where she slots one leg between yours and one on the other side. It's just kind of a whole, you get all involved with the legs and, you know, everyone gets all twisted up. But it leaves no room for interaction. Like, it's just...
The thrusting.
There's no, you have nothing to go off of. Yeah, that's right. you're just there. You're soaking. You're soaking. Which for some people might be a thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Number 15 is the 69.
Oh, the good old 69.
The good old 69. Well, yeah. I think it depends on how tall you are as compared to the person
around you. That's true. Yes. That's a good point.
100%. Like, it's hard to like bend over and try and get in there. I tried this with a short woman that I date. You might actually know her, a short woman that I dated. And it was just really difficult to kind of position yourself in the correct way.
Yeah.
And then I don't really want my eyes in someone's asshole. You know what I'm saying? Just feeling like I'm going to get pink eye or something.
You would.
I get pink eye from the stink eye. I know, I would. I'd end up in the hospital with anal bacterial pink eye.
Yes. Sir, how did you get
Sir, you have brown eye. Sir, you have a raging case of brown eye.
It's very contagious.
Is that why it smells? I did have my eye in my girlfriend's anus earlier.
That's
yes,
that's where it came from.
Yeah, I mean, if you're too tall, you're going to end up wrapping around the end of it, and it's just like Listen, approach this one with caution. That's all I got to say. This is a fun one, but you got to approach it with caution and do some measuring beforehand and make sure everyone's the appropriate height to ride the ride.
Yes,
that's all I'm saying. The spooning position. I like the spoon every once in a blue moon. I made a rhyme, and I just didn't even have time. The spoon is a good one.
Yeah,
I like sometimes
back to back, or front to back.
Yep, and then sometimes that happens when you're just watching a movie or something
you curl up.
Just slide it in there real quick.
Oop, wrong hole.
Whoa, sorry about that.
Wrong hole.
Did I get you in the stink eye? I'm sorry.
You have to be careful.
Oh, yeah. He does not have any control over direction. Number 13 would be the V. So you lay down and he has the your legs are over his shoulders, right? So the V position. These are heterosexual positions, by the way, in case you haven't already guessed. And we can do I would love to do one on homosexual positions one time, but maybe we'll bring some experts in. So the V is one
Oscar.
Oscar could be. I actually saw a picture of Oscar on Instagram today.
Uh-huh.
He had we're talking about Oscar Aiden, our good friend who's been on the show a couple of times. I hope to get him on again soon. Mm-hmm. We've been texting, by the way. He had a picture on Instagram. It was a throwback picture, and it was a Halloween costume. And he was dressed as a, let's call it a, like a jazzercizer from the 80s, right? Neon tank top shirt, neon headband, and then neon biker shorts.
Right. Oh, the biker shorts. Yeah.
But he tucked his penis under so that just his two balls were hanging out, and it gave him a camel toe. Nice. It was the funniest fucking thing I have seen on the internet in a long time.
That sounds
hilarious. He's like reposting my favorite Halloween costume ever. I nearly spit out what coffee I had remaining in my belly. Cudalingus is this author is saying this is kind of on the medium number 12 right now. I don't know. There's, some girls are into that and some girls aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, but maybe it's sensitive down there. Maybe it's not their favorite position. I know some girls I've spoken with say that I just don't want a man down there with his nose and mouth because I'm self-conscious about how it may smell or taste.
Yeah, you have to be confident for that.
Yeah, you have to kind of go for it. So, whatever.
Yeah.
If you're going to play in the mud, you're going to get dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to be ready to get in there and get it. Now, I don't want brown eye, but if if I'm going to get down there, I'm ready for what's going on.
Exactly.
I'm an adult. I'm a man.
Right.
Maybe in my younger years, I would have been a little scared off by a smell or a taste or something like that. But in my old age, I can't smell and hear anything anyway. So what do I give a shit?
I think the key to all of these are communication, trust, and, you know, talking about
absolutely
it, figuring out what works best for the two of you.
Listen, we don't need to tell you. It's only 2021. You got to communicate with your partner and say, this is good. Are we going to do this?
I like this. I don't like this.
We're going to do this. And, you know, that kind of talk can be a real work up into sex, right? Yeah. You don't have to make it like, you know, you don't have to ask for formal permission.
Ow!
Yeah. What? What? Can I go down on you? What? What? You can work it up into some sexy time talk.
Yeah, you can.
Like, I'd like to cootalingus on you. Cootalingus is the worst fucking word I've ever heard in my entire life, by the way. Yeah. Hate that word. Hate it. It's like moist. Standing. Standing is not a great position. I don't agree with this. I don't think it's in the top 15 here. But I guess worst to best, maybe. Okay.
Once again, that takes some like coordination and muscle strength.
I've done this just a number of times. There was one time where we were actually at my family vacation, mm-hmm. and we were like, you know,
family vacation. This is when you tried to
listen. And there was no, obviously in the house that we were all staying in, it was a cabin and there was no place to go.
It's the
cabin.
Closet.
You've been to the cabin, right? It was in the cabin. There was no place to go. It was a loft cabin. Like all the rooms were just kind of open right there. And so we ran out down the mountain into a little woods and then just like, it was awful. It was painful and weird. And you can't stand. And again, you have to, there's certain height requirements to ride this ride. And you got to make sure that you've got some thrusting power there, mm-hmm. because or else you're just soaking and that's not sex, according to most people in certain religion. Number 10, going into the top 10 here, reverse cowgirl.
Oh, the reverse cowgirl.
I like the reverse cowgirl. Mm-hmm. I think that's, that to me is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I like the view.
Yeah.
Someone's anus.
As long as it's not in your eye.
As long as it's not in my eye or on my cock, I'm okay with it. Number 9, the lap dance. Where you're kind of sitting and someone straddles you?
Well, no, I mean, I know what a lap dance is.
Oh, okay.
Is this like a sex lap dance? This is okay.
Sex lap dance.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah, this is a position, like sex lap dance.
Okay, this isn't just like a dance.
I like that. I like that. Dance. Yeah, not like a dance. Not like a dance dance. Like
the
a
dance lap
not
dance.
Not like Elizabeth Berkley type dance, where she's thrashing around with blood coming out of her.
Oh, God.
So fucked up. It's such a weird scene in a movie.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, it just, you have to watch the movie. If you haven't watched the movie, you have to watch the movie.
Not.
Her and her dance partner are dancing, and then all of a sudden they start having sex or start trying, like they're going for it, and he goes to put his fingers inside of her and comes out bloody. And then she says something to him, and he's like, I don't care.
That's right.
And I'm like, what? That's so graphic. Why did you have to put that in there?
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah, couldn't you have just like, not even, is it really necessary to talk about period
sex? Was George
sex?
Lucas directing this?
Yes, George Lucas.
Steven Spielberg.
Written by Steven Soderbergh.
Mm-hmm.
No. Face sitting.
Face sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I go there. I like that. Got to be careful with the chin. You don't want to dislocate a jaw.
That's true.
Got to be careful about the pressure.
Yeah,
you don't want to smother somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of guys who've died face sitting on each other. the hand job. Yeah. Let's go down to the classics.
I mean, that's an oldie.
Get back
goodie.
To basics. Yeah. If you know, when you're out of ideas, you go back to what works, right? A hand job. And if you're good at it, you can just get it done with quickly and then, you know,
I would
who cares?
Both ways.
You know, mutual masturbation is another one that I think is really interesting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not in here, I don't think, anyway. The regular cowgirl is also a good one.
Yeah.
I like the regular cowgirl.
Yeah.
That's just when you're laying down and a woman straddles you.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Like a horse.
The blowjob. It's like a horse. Ain't nobody gonna tear me and leave. Snowflakes. good old Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he blew up our YouTube channel, by the way.
Oh,
blew
it
up. That YouTube video blew up.
All press is good press.
Yeah. Blowjob. Yeah, of course. Sure. Who doesn't like a blowjob? Depends on who's giving it and how it's given.
That's true.
And we'll say in my time as a man on this earth, I have received many more pleasurable blowjobs than not pleasurable blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
But I often remember the ones. I remember the ones that were not pleasurable.
Yeah.
Because those hurt.
Yes.
Yeah. Please keep your teeth in your mouth. I was with a woman for a long time, and I actually just stopped accepting blowjobs at some point because, I don't know, there were conversations about it,
yeah,
but it just never seemed to stop. Like the teeth, the grinding of the teeth across my shaft was awful. It was so painful. Yeah. Eventually, I just stopped. Like, it would be a real sex killer,
yeah,
right? So be careful when you're doing that. The tit wink. What is the tit wink? Hold on. Oh, the tit wank. Oh, okay, the tit wank. But you know, tit sex.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right,
boob sex.
Right,
okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
If you got big boobs, I guess that works.
Mm-hmm.
Missionary is number three.
Classic.
That's the classic, right?
That is
missionary.
The
man on top, just doing what he does, just acting like a dog.
Yeah.
In heat next to a couch.
Yeah.
Just acting like Blue and on Nico. Even though Blue's a female dog, Blue humps Nico. I think she's just telling him who's in charge.
Yeah, it's all about dominance.
And Nico's like, Nico's always scared. He's like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? And then occasionally I catch Nico licking Blue's vagina, like just walking behind it. And Blue will just stand there like this.
A little quick like cuddling.
Yeah, like a queen. Like,
That's right.
Lick that snatch. Get in there. You better lick my vagina. I'm coming around to hump you. I'm gonna embarrass you in front of everybody. Oh, face to face.
Okay.
Face to face.
Face to face. What's that?
Oh, you're both sitting up. You both sit up together, and then she comes on top of you. You know, she kind of straddles you.
Okay. Sitting.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I've done that. That's it's intimate. It's passionate. Mm-hmm. It's a interesting
it's
way to do
tantric.
I would say that is classic tantra, right? That's where you want to go with it. You want to look each other out. You want to get to know somebody really well. Sit in silence with them for 30 minutes, just looking in each other's eyes.
Yeah.
And if one of you doesn't, or both of you probably, doesn't start to cry at some point during that interaction, and I'm talking like real silence, right? Or maybe some like music,
soft
like
ambient.
Soft ambient music in the background.
Okay.
And with real intention and purpose, stare in someone's eyes, right? You're going to giggle for the first 3 minutes. It's just going to happen. And then once you start to get into it, it is transformative. And I will almost promise you that one or both of you will start to cry. You can do this with a stranger and you will cry. I have done this with strangers. And
I remember
you
telling me about that.
I cried.
Yeah.
Fucking cry. Everybody cried. The whole room was crying. We were
really
all doing it.
See someone.
Yeah. Like but it's to really see yourself is actually what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. You can't help but think about what an asshole you are when you're looking in somebody else's eyes. You're like, wow, I'm a shitty human. At number one position on the list of sex positions. Snoop D or Double G and Dr. Dre are at your door. Coming in.
Coming
in the back door, yes. Snoopy Double D-O-G.
Those were interesting.
Those were interesting. Now, I don't agree with the positioning of the last 10. I would have positioned them a little bit differently. But I will say that I think the top 10 are correct.
Yeah.
I think that they, in some order or another, that's the way it goes down. We'd be interested to hear what your favorite sex positions are. We've probably left out a few.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and email us or text us. And you've got that information. Go to tcbpodcast.com. I want to take this time to inform...
Take this informational break.
I want to take this moment to remind you that we have a brand new YouTube series. I want to take this moment to remind you that we have a brand new YouTube series called In the Studio.
Yeah.
It's TCB In the Studio, only available on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please subscribe and like, and you can tell my dehydration is getting to my mouth. Fucking crazy. My brain doesn't work the same when I haven't had any food since Friday.
Yeah.
It's going on a week. That's crazy. Okay. When we did the sex ed video, we got so into that first sex ed video about the coach teaching the boys after class about intimate sexual details.
Come here, Johnny.
Let me tell you a little bit about your bone.
Gather around.
Yeah. your bone is just fine, Johnny. Now go get dressed.
There's something called a wet dream.
Yeah. Hey, Johnny, I just had a wet dream. Oh, really? I wish I had a wet dream. Such a weird video, honestly. Uh-huh. But it was in 1947.
Yeah.
I was interested in figuring out what were the first videos that were being shown in classrooms in the United States of America regarding sexual education. Now, I'm sure sex ed was taught in some form or fashion by probably, you know, like rebel teachers somewhere in classrooms.
Kids have got to know about this stuff.
But when the government federalized the school systems, not federalized the school system, but when there was an actual, you know, Department of Education, what did they start pushing as the narrative around sex, especially being such a puritanical, you know,
right.
Religious, you know, Christian kind of country that we happen to be.
Yeah, just coming out of like prohibition.
Yeah. And stuff. And so I found the very first authorized video film regarding sex produced by the in conjunction with the U.S. government.
Oh, well,
would
they
you
know.
Like to hear this?
Oh, yeah. They're always the best.
They know what's best for us. They do. Clearly. Fucking twads, all of them. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I can't believe we're so angry with each other. These idiots got us all upset with each other. And the truth is, they're all idiots. Yep. They're all fucking morons. and your opinions are boring. And yes, I like oat milk. Another
I'm an
video.
Almond girl myself.
Yeah, you're an almond girl? Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, just to be clear, I drink creamer in my fucking cereal.
Yeah.
So I am not sitting around defending oat milk on Reddit. Jimmy Two Eyes or whatever your name is. Okay, here we go. You don't even know what we're talking about. I'm sorry I got off on a rant there. Hey guys, it's that time in the show for the commercial break. It's the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Go to www.tcbpodcast.com to learn more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, and watch all of the video. Also, you can get your free TCB collectible sticker right there on the website. Click on the button that says, I want my free sticker. We'll tell you how to get one. You tell us where to send it. It's easy. 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-237-8296. If you want to leave us a voicemail or a text message, please do. Make sure to include the phrase best to you on your voicemail, and we'll use your audio in a future episode. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, and our brand new series, TCB in the Studio, is only available at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Make sure to subscribe and like any videos, and please leave a review and or a like on your favorite podcast publisher. It really does help us out. And now, we have a few words from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs or codes if you're in the market for their products and services. They're giving you free shit and they pay for the commercial break to keep on trucking. It's a win-win for everybody, and we really appreciate you listening to the commercial break and paying attention to the sponsors. Hey TCB listeners, gotta let you know that Coinbase is sponsoring part of this program. Are you one of those people like many of my friends who have been asking me about cryptocurrency for many years? For about 7 years, I have been involved myself in cryptocurrency and had a Coinbase account. Coinbase makes it easy to buy, sell, trade, and use cryptocurrency from your phone, your tablet, or your desktop. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend a cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make it accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people across 100 countries are using Coinbase for their digital assets, and whether you're looking to diversify, just getting started, or searching for a better way to use crypto markets, you can start today with Coinbase. You no longer have to be on the outside looking in. Coinbase is making it easy. In case you haven't noticed, cryptocurrency is not going anywhere. Listen closely. For a limited time, new users get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/commercialbreak. Sign up at coinbase.com/commercialbreak for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so please be sure to sign up today, coinbase.com/commercialbreak. Join me. The water's warm and it's just fine in here. coinbase.com/commercialbreak for $10 in free Bitcoin. Thanks, Coinbase. Hey guys, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Texas Lone Star Tamales at texaslonestartamales.com. This holiday season, we all know we're getting turkey, we all know we're getting gravy, and we know we're getting lots of starchy foods. Bring home the authentic taste of Mexican cuisine to your house this holiday season. Let Texas Lone Star Tamales take care of the food for you. It's easy, fast delivery. We'll have the Texas Lone Star Tamales to your front door in no time, and it's literally a three-step process to cook those tamales. If you can cook pasta, you can cook these tamales, and they are delicious. The pork is my favorite. We got a big box of beef, chicken, pork, and cheese from Texas Lone Star Tamales. Make it different this year. Get Texas Lone Star Tamales. They'll take care of the food for you. Like I mentioned, fast free delivery to your front door. And as a holiday gift from their family to the TCB family, you can use the code TCB at checkout to receive a free dozen tamales. That'll keep you fed for at least a week. Go to texaslonestartamales.com and use that code TCB for a free dozen tamales. That's texaslonestartamales.com. Use the code TCB. Thanks, Texas Lone Star Tamales.
Hey guys, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Playbook. Chrissy and I have broached this subject many times on the commercial break. We agree that some of the worst stress you can feel in your life is financial stress. And if you don't have a handle on where your finances are or a goal for where you're going, it just leads to more financial stress. Playbook is built to help you grow a plan for your money, optimize your taxes, and watch your finances so you don't have to worry so much about money anymore. Playbook is an app that gets to know your unique financial situation and helps you get the most out of every dollar you save. The best part? You don't have to do any crazy budgeting or change your lifestyle at all. As a small business owner, I understand that having your finances in order and having a plan for where you're going is so very important, and it's not something I'm always strong with. So I'm so glad to have the help of Playbook. You've got to try it. It's an app for growing your money, and the average user helps boost their net worth by over $1.3 million. That's right. Playbook is helping the average user boost their net worth by over $1.3 million. I have a phone call to get set up with the good people at Playbook, and I'm so excited that it'll allow me to look at all of my accounts, my goals, and my progress in one place instead of having to go to 10 different financial apps. So to get on the road to financial freedom with me, go to helloplaybook.com/TCB. And with that unique link, helloplaybook.com/TCB, you'll get a free Playbook Impact. It predicts how much net worth you could grow if you start today with helloplaybook.com/TCB. Let's go to financial freedom and beyond. Go to helloplaybook.com/TCB and look out for future updates on my use with Playbook. This episode is sponsored in part by Beachbound.com. Beachbound.com is an online travel agency with expertise in worldwide beach vacations and only beach vacations. They're reinventing beach travel with Beachbound.com. You can book worldwide beach vacations, including flights, hotels, transfers, and excursions, all from one location at Beachbound.com. They are committed to building the best beach experiences that fulfill all of your cravings and curiosities, because to Beachbound.com, the beach isn't just a place, it's a way of life. And man, we couldn't agree more. We've been to this website, hundreds and hundreds of hotels, excursions for every member of the family, your transfers, your cars, everything from one location, Beachbound.com. The beach truly is a way of life, and we would choose the beach over any other kind of vacation, and we will use Beachbound.com to book our next beach vacation, because that's all they do, and they have expertise in only beaches. Go to Beachbound.com and book all of your beach travel from one location, Beachbound.com. Thanks, Beachbound. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And I wanted to follow up with our sex ed video. Remember we had the sex ed?
Well, yes,
with,
absolutely.
Coach Gene or whatever his name is. Come here, boys, yeah, and I'll talk to you about
come
your
here,
bonus.
Johnny, after get around school. The circle. Yeah. Exit in a circle.
Get in here in the locker room. Take your clothes off and let's talk to Gene about your bonus. Yeah. Mrs. Gene's going to come in a minute and do some demonstrations. Yeah. Don't worry, boys. This is all school approved. I wanted to find some more sex ed videos that were interesting to play here on the commercial break. And I stumbled upon one that's back from the 50s.
Okay.
I wanted to understand, when did sex ed turn from kind of this, like, we're afraid of it, we don't really know how much we should teach about it. Like, the Coach Gene one was pretty upfront about a lot of stuff.
And the nun, she had her version.
She had her version, which was taught you nothing about sex. The man and the woman get together and they have a little giggle. Then he comes all over her face and he leaves. That's it.
Boom.
That's it. Two best friends in love. Two best friends in love. He's jizzing in her. She's accepting it. And that's it. Don't use condoms. That's against the Lord's will. I found a video in the 50s where two really like forward thinking sexologists, prominent sexologists at the time, I think that's what they called them, sexologists, but psychiatrists, who would then be helping the kind of the sexology
department,
right? Get formed. I don't know where it's got formed, but you know what I'm saying. I'm dehydrated. There's a curriculum.
Yes.
That's right. They wanted to teach parents how to talk to their children about sex.
That's nice.
Right? And I thought that that was very nice of them to do. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a pretty forward-thinking video for 1957?
Yeah.
I meant 1967.
67.
Okay, 1967. This is before the year of love and peace and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Here are these two gentlemen teaching
and talking to parents and children about sex in a very forward way. So some of this is funny and some of it's just interesting to listen to. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
And what you're going to hear first is a parent having a conversation on camera. Almost, mm-hmm. It's like almost like reality TV, way before reality TV happened. Yeah. Like, listen to this. It's kind of weird how they frame this whole thing.
Today, everybody tells us we should talk about sex to our children, but nobody tells us just how.
I'm a part when it comes to talking about sex with my children. A few bad stuff have scared me off completely.
Now, do you mean bad?
Bad stuff?
He said bad starts.
A few bad starts.
It's kind of clicky at the beginning.
But, hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, Johnny, you got a boner?
Yeah.
No? Okay, talk to you later. Hey, Johnny, what you doing with that boner? Hey, Johnny, clean up your jizz off the sink. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. That was weird. Oh, we'll talk about sex later.
Yeah.
I was hoping when it came to sex, I could just show him a porno video.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
A snag film. What do they call them?
Snuff.
A snuff. Oh, no. Snuff film is when someone dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do they call it? A snag? A smut film.
Smut.
Smut film.
Smut.
Oh, they cut off the music real quick. Some bad editing in this video.
In this film, we are going to discuss, quite frankly, the things that are normal and to be expected in the development of children in relation to sex.
Mary, the baby doesn't come out of your navel. Let me tell you how it is.
Out of your navel?
Out of your navel.
Whoa.
It doesn't come out of your navel.
No, your tiny little belly button.
It comes from the stork. God, Mary, exactly. Get your shit together. How do you think you were born?
The stork.
Who's giving you all this clickety-clack? I heard this in a video one time, and I can't stop saying it. I'm not even sure this is what they said, but somebody said, "Who's clickety clacking over there?"
I think it was us. We did something.
I know, but I said that because I heard something similar in a video,
okay.
But I'm not sure they said clickety clacking.
Yeah,
I just in my head it sounded like clickety clacking.
That's what sex means.
Yeah, no, it means talking too much yammering, right? And so now I tell my children, "Stop all that clickety clacking." Yeah. Matthias is going like clicky clacky.
Yeah.
He calls Harry Potter Pahotter. It's the cutest thing. I'll show you after we get done. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Yes.
There's a special opening just in front of the place where you have your BM.
Your BM? BM.
Bowel movement.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what she meant. There's a place in front of your BM?
Yeah.
Couldn't she have said that a little differently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The place where you poop. There's another hole there, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, in case you haven't noticed. Which you have,
yes,
because everybody notices.
Has. Yes.
It's very, very tiny in a little girl, but as you grow, it grows too, right along with the rest of you.
Yep.
She is talking to like a 9-year-old child. I guess that's when you start having to have conversations like this, huh?
Yeah,
yeah, I'm so
nowadays.
Scared. I'm so scared.
Some of you may become somewhat uncomfortable as parts of this film unfold, but I think if you listen carefully, you will agree that the concepts will contribute to the rearing of a mature person who has a healthy, responsible attitude toward the sexual side of his life.
I like what this guy is saying.
Yeah, yeah, he's starting off in the right direction.
There's a real turn in attitude in this video from a lot of the videos that I watched pre-1965-ish, say, and it was just like, it was so, not taboo, but they just kind of skirted around a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it is an embarrassing subject, but...
Yeah, but is it really? I mean, it's just
sex. It shouldn't be. It's just sex.
It's hard to talk to a child about it, I'm sure.
It
I don't know, but I'll figure it out here shortly.
Well, because then the child starts to realize how they were made and what they were doing.
Make it. And then they probably realize all the times that they were actually probably in the room when that was happening, and they're like, daddy.
Every so often I get a strong sex urge, and the only way I can take care of it is to masturbate.
Oh, that's okay, Jimmy.
Totally
Do you
normal,
have that
Jimmy.
Urge right now, Jimmy?
Why don't you show me?
Would you like
me?
To talk to me about it?
Show me what you do. Let's see if we got the right
By
technique.
The way, Jimmy looks like he's about 26 years old. He's not a child. He looks like a man.
Uh-huh.
And he's talking to this, like they're on a couch, and he's like, I got an urge to masturbate. And the psychiatrist is like, how do I handle this one?
Yes.
Well,
get
go ahead. Whack it off, Billy.
Yeah.
You'll go blind. That's what you do. You'll go blind.
That's poison.
That's poison. Get it out, boy.
And when I do, I feel awful. It's just like I've committed a crime or something.
Oh,
I feel that same way at my age. I look at my shriveled-up balls and I'm like, I'm committing murder. I'd rather be robbing a bank than looking at myself in the mirror. Of course, after all this salmonella, I'm looking pretty good. Just saying.
and it worries me, and I say, well, I won't do it anymore. And when I do, it goes away for a while, and I come back and do it again.
Oh, the shame.
Don't worry, that's going to go on for the rest of your life. That shame will be felt in so many different ways. Yes. Welcome to being Catholic, Jimmy.
Right.
You'll feel shameful for the rest of your life.
And when I do control myself for a while, I end up with a wet dream.
George, I'm really pleased that you can tell me about this. Perhaps it's because we've known each other for so long.
Perhaps it's because we've been boyfriend for a number of years.
Showed you how to do it.
I wish you would have told me earlier. I could have helped you out, Jimmy. Could have made you feel better about those feelings you had. Can I admit something here on the commercial break? I don't think I've ever admitted to anybody.
I have a little confessional.
Yeah, okay.
Here, I'll put up my hands.
All right, thank you.
I'm like a father.
Oh, Father, I'm here to tell you about all the bad shit I did. I forgot how it goes. It goes, you know, oh, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Forgive me, Mother, for I have sinned, because you're not a father. Forgive me, Mother, for I have sinned.
You can tell me anything, Brian.
Thank you, Mother O'Douls. Tell me about it. Let's have a little giggle. Is your penis starting to grow erect? Because I've got a special feeling too. I'm ready to accept you.
Get some of that water.
Thanks, Mother O'Douls, but you're really not my type.
Oh, but Brian.
You scare me, Mother O'Douls. You have coffee and cigarette breath.
Oh, that's just my whiskey.
You smell like my Aunt Gertrude. She smells like mothballs. No! Mommy said I got to stop drinking with you. I have never in my life, I don't think, ever had a wet dream.
Okay.
Never had one. Mm-hmm. I've had lots of sex dreams.
Yeah.
I've had lots of dreams where I've woken up with a boner. Mm-hmm. Lots.
Yeah.
Still, to this day, happening, right? That's just the way of the world.
It is.
I think they say men get like 72 boners in the course of one night or something like that. Some shit like that. I don't know. It's a lot. I don't know if it's 72, but it's a lot. But I have never woken up to ejaculate.
Not when you were young.
Not even when I was young. Not that I can remember. No. Well, I remember masturbating when I was young.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you didn't.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe it was all the masturbating.
That's what Jimmy said. He goes, when I control myself.
I just end up with a wet dream.
Then you get the wet dream.
Yeah, listen, I think Jimmy might be right.
Down there.
I just gotta let it out. I think my body just it's like it is now. It's all dehydrated. It can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
We've talked about the importance of answering the questions of the curious child. Equally important is how we react to his behavior. As children get a little older, there is a behavior pattern that is common to almost all boys and a large number of girls. I'm referring, of course, to masturbation. The only thing I can tell you as a doctor is that what you're doing is just part of growing up.
Yeah.
It's something you probably will do once in a while, whether you...
Once in a while? Tell him the truth, Doc. You're
once
a man.
Once a day. Yeah.
Once a day?
It's at least...
Every 3 to 6 hours. Yeah. It's like a medication, Jimmy. You're going to have to take it every 4 to 8 hours. Yeah, when and if needed. Yeah. And he says... I notice he says all boys... And most girls, and some girls, right?
Oh,
well,
okay.
It's all girls and all boys. Come on, let's get it together.
Yes.
But I guess, I understand. It's 1967. You got to be cautious about what you let out of the bag, right?
You think it's a good idea or not? I hope I can reassure you so that you aren't concerned. From a medical point of view, George, I only wish society could look at it in its proper light.
There are two basic objectives to which we would like to draw your attention. First, note the many things that you should not do because they can be damaging to a healthy attitude.
Don't damage your penis.
Stop touching your cock!
It's really red.
Come over here. I'm going to smack it with a ruler.
Raw.
Yeah. Do not beat on your child's genitalia. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, there was a case here in Georgia. I mean, this is not funny, but there was a case here in Georgia many years ago where there was a preacher who was telling his congregants that when children played with themselves, the best way to stop that was to either hit them in the genitalia or hit them in the hand with a hard object when they were touching themselves.
Wow.
And so this kid ended up with broken hands because his dad was fucking cracking his, like,
jeez.
So, I mean,
talk about Shay.
It's still these attitudes still persist today. I know. Jeez. Seriously, you're gonna fuck up children one way or the other.
Yeah,
you don't have to like take it to the extreme, right? Make it be the regular
don't
kind of
make
fuck
it
up.
Weird.
Yeah, where they realize you're what a loser you are, and they go
then,
ah.
Later on in life, that kid is gonna have to have pain
for fucking sure. Yeah. Yep.
It may sound funny to you, but boy, when I change my pants, I'd like to crawl in that locker. I feel so undeveloped.
Poor guy.
What kind of conversation is this? By the way, he's talking to another guy in the locker room. Man, my dick is small.
Like, what? How did the transition just happen?
It's
there
just
too?
It's a weirdly chopped, okay. edited video, right? Okay. I don't know what, you know, they probably had no budget for this film because no one supported this kind of you know, conversation back then. But what happened was they, you know, they were talking about masturbation and then he was explaining that it's just normal.
Yeah.
And then they cut to a locker, room scene where there's two young men, you know, probably 16, 17 years old, I'm just guessing. And they're, you know, getting changed into their regular clothes.
And
the one is like, every time I change my pants, I feel so bad. I have never heard a conversation like that in any locker room ever.
No.
Well, maybe the one at LA Fitness, but that's a little bit of a different story. I think the men who walk around the LA Fitness with their balls hanging out actually want you to see their balls.
They do.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with that? Can we stop all that bullshit? You put a towel on. I understand if you like drop your towel to put your underwear on.
Yeah.
That's good. But there are full grown men. Right? In all different shapes and sizes and colors.
It happens in the women's locker room.
Why?
Too.
Why is this necessary?
You're comfortable with yourself, okay.
Yeah, but can you not show me your old man wrinkly balls? Like, seriously. Every time I go into the LA Fitness bathroom, I feel like I'm being assaulted. I'm like, cock, cock.
I wasn't ready for that.
I don't care about your cock, and I'm glad that you. And listen, I have been to parties in the woods where no one is wearing clothing. And I feel similarly, right? And nude beaches and places like that. And it's like, you know, that is the
You've
purpose.
You've been to a nude beach?
Huh?
You've been to a nude
beach? I've been to a couple nude beaches.
You have?
Yes, I have. And I've been to nude resorts.
Oh.
Not I haven't stayed there. I've walked
in
there.
Yeah. You're at a day pass?
Yes, with Astrid one time.
There's a really good place that has these amazing cocktails.
Cocktails.
And we've got to go try this. I've heard all kinds. Oh.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Totally. Yeah.
It's a nude resort.
It was a resort right next door to the family resort. And so I'd walk over there to smoke a cigarette. They had an adult section, adult pool, right? And I always be over there gawking. But there's nothing, you know. Listen, Heidi Klum is not hanging out at the nude beach in Miami.
No.
That's for sure. Now there are attractive people there.
Yeah.
You go to Miami, you don't have to go to the nude beach. People are nude all over the place.
They're just
I remember we went out for a day with the family over in Miami. We were down there staying in South Beach. We invited all her family to come for the afternoon. The beach was fucking packed. Right.
Yeah.
We got one of those like cabana things.
Right.
And I stepped out of the cabana. I think I was smoking at the time, or you know, vape or whatever I was doing, and I turn around to just kind of look at my phone, and there are three, probably no older than 21 years old, three girls, ladies, women, right there laying fully in the buff.
Okay.
Just right there, just nude, right next to our tent.
Was there a Van Halen video that was shooting at the same time around?
No. Okay. Go to Spain and any beach is a nude beach, right? There's plenty of naked people around there. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm offended by
nudity.
Who wants
tan lines?
What's that?
Who wants tan lines?
In Spain, it's a point of pride. You show your tits, right? And then occasionally you'll see a dick hanging out. It's just, it doesn't happen as often as the tits do. The tits are pretty. There's lots of tits in Spain, right? Lots and lots of tits in Spain. And then occasionally you have a penis. But they're just not upset by nudity like we are.
Thing.
And I don't want it to sound
they
like.
They don't make it weird.
Right.
The repression.
That's it. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm repressed and that I care about seeing a penis. I don't give a shit about seeing
a
penis.
Specifically it's specifically
so
at the LA Fitness.
In your face. Yeah. I'm like working out all pumped up, ready to go. I walk around. There's, you know, Harry Bob, 72 years old, with his things hanging down. He's like, hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
I noticed you
pumping 30 pounds over there. Oh, I noticed your balls near your knees. I guess I got that
to
look forward to.
Yeah, it's hard to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's it too. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to look you in the eye. They're being aggressive about it.
That's true.
Subtly aggressive about the nudity at LA Fitness. That's all I got to say. Anyway, back to the sex.
Okay.
That's not so funny.
he even told me, that's not so funny. You should cut that bit out. That wasn't so funny. Brian, you asshole.
Before we moved here, I used to go to a school where we had to go swimming in the Bear. I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis that we used to dread the days we had to go swimming. Even though it was my best sport, I was good at it too, like you.
Swimming in the Bear?
Yeah, swimming in the Bear?
What does that mean?
That means in the nude. What school do you go to where they make you swim in the nude?
That I don't know. That was a very progressive school.
I don't think it was a progressive school. I think, you know. Remember those Catholics who were paying all that money for all those children? Yeah. That's probably the kind of school that guy went to. He's like, it was my favorite sport. What sport? Swimming in the bear?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport? In the bear.
Boy, what I wouldn't have given for a fig leaf, even from a small tree.
A fig leaf.
It probably was a small tree, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What parents should do is to reassure their boy that his eventual physical appearance has little to do with the vast differences that occur at puberty. What's more, every boy should realize that the size of his genital organs has nothing to do with fertility or his capacity as a male.
Oh.
It doesn't? Okay. Well, shit, I've been thinking about it wrong this whole time. Yeah. Here I've been thinking I'm just... I'm not even going to pretend that I have a large penis. But
it works. You've got two children.
That's it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm 50% sure they're mine.
Yep.
I never had a good enough understanding myself to really explain things.
I don't even know at what age to start. When should I begin?
When my kids ask me anything, I get butterflies in my stomach. I suspect my husband does too.
I throw up and I run outside and I take codeine for the pain. Can you prescribe codeine, doctor?
Can you drink alcohol and codeine?
Yeah.
Mommy's
I'm married
helper.
To that guy from Mad Men. Mommy's little helper. You know, that was going around in the 50s and 60s. Oh, yeah. Listen, if we think that doctors prescribing opiates and speed and, you know, all these pills, diet pills and all this shit is like a secret that just got, you know, uncovered from the early 2000s, this has been good. Dr. Feelgoods have been around forever.
And they
will continue to be around. You want to know why? Because everyone likes to get high. Mm. That's why. And the doctors know it. And they like to get high, too. So they're like, shit. I one time had a dentist. I don't take pain medication, but I if I don't have to. But I one time had a dentist who was literally like, what do you prefer? Hydrocodone, OxyContin? Yeah. He asked me the question. And I was so taken aback by this. Right. He was a young dentist, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had to fill...
A dentist?
He was a dentist.
Oh, God. Okay.
And he had to fill a cavity that he had mistakenly done something wrong. So he didn't do it the right way the first time.
Uh-huh.
I went back there because I was still feeling some pain. He didn't kill the root or the nerve or whatever, right? And so when I went back in there the second time, he asked me the first time if I wanted pain medication. I said, no, thank you. I'll just take some Tylenol. The second time I went in there, he's like, well, the bad news is I'm going to have to go back in there. You know, it's going to be like an hour, hour and a half. We'll get it done.
Lord.
The good news is, you know, I'll give you some good drugs when it's done.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought I was like, you know, that's the kind of comment that's, you know, that I'm sure 90% of people would have been like, sweet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then he was like offering me a litany of medications at the end of it. He was like, which do you prefer? Do you prefer like OxyContin or hydrocodone or Percocet? And I was like, I don't prefer my by name, but you know, Vicodin, if you got it. But, and then he was like, I can also give you something to help you sleep, like a Valium or a Xanax or something.
Wow. He was loading you up.
Dude, the guy was like asking me and I just said, thanks. Yeah. Anyway, I'll stick with the Advil. I don't need to go to rehab next month,
right,
doctor.
Yeah. On top of everything.
Yeah.
I know he does. He evades these discussions like the plague.
Unless you're an extremely unusual audience, you will welcome some of this help. Because most people, parents or young people who are concerned about their own attitudes, have not in their own lives had the opportunity to gain this kind of insight. Let me at this point make a clear-cut scientific statement. Masturbation is not harmful. The young child often plays with his genitals, and after puberty, masturbation is a common release mechanism for the sex drive.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's talking some sense here.
Exactly.
That's it, guy, doctor.
Straight shooter.
I wish you would have been around my family when I was young, told, you know, giving my parents some advice. I was I feel like I had this, like I was sneaking into a bomb shelter under the cover of darkness. But I also had, there was six people living in the house.
Yeah.
So I had to be quiet. And my brothers have this running joke, right? Is that, you know, Brian will take an hour in the bathroom.
Right?
He'll take a 45-minute shower and then blah, blah. And it all started when I was a teenager. My dad had a pretty strict requirement because we were a big family and we all had to get ready in a short amount of time that you had to take like a 3 to 4 minute shower so that everybody else had hot water, right? Yeah. I didn't like that because I'm a slow waker upper and I like to feel the warm water on me for, you know,
feel your penis.
30 minutes. I like to feel my penis. I like to wake it up and say hello and a good morning, good morning, good morning to you. A good morning, good morning. Let's whack it on through. Hey, penis.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm great. It's going to be a great day.
Thanks, Mr. Penis. Hey, can you do me a favor? Can we not show up in math class today?
I don't know.
Depends on how I feel.
Depends on what we do right now. I know Dad said to only take a 3 to 5 minute shower, but you can take an extra 3 to 5 minutes and make sure we don't come back during first period.
That's right.
Okay, Mr. Penis, I guess I'll advise.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Use the good lube.
I wish I could have had conversations with my penis throughout my life just to figure out what he was thinking, as if it was a different human being altogether.
It is a different brain.
It is, in some sense.
Let's admit it. Yeah.
And you get more control over it as you get older. But it's still, there's something else going on down there.
Things.
Yeah, you have no control. I mean, we have control over, you know, I'm not saying that we overpowering people with date rape and stuff like that. Just in the sense that
it does have a mind of its own.
It goes up and down all on its own, right? It does things all on its own. Yes. And it's like every time I go for a fucking massage, I love massages. You know I love massages. I've talked about this. I love massages. It's the best thing in the world to me.
They're very healthy, too.
They help. There's so many health benefits, and I'm so tight in my back and got back problems. And I just love when someone just puts their hands on me and rubs out those knots in my back, especially my lower back. But I'm so petrified of being petrified.
Of getting a boner.
I'm so petrified of being petrified in my lower region that it causes me some anxiety every single time I go, right? I'm like,
sure.
It's not something that like I used to think about a lot when I was going for massages, when I first started getting massages. But now it's less of a concern because I figure, because it's happened a few times and it's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
And you know what? It hasn't happened with the beautiful 27-year-old, you know, brand spanking new massage therapist who smells good.
Again, it's got a mind of its own.
Yeah. You know what it happens to? It happens to the 78-year-old woman from Geneva who's just, you know, been doing this her entire life, right? Because for whatever reason, the motion or the relaxation or the fact that, you know, I'm laying on the table.
Yeah.
I have even gone so far as to Google this. Like, how do massage therapists handle this? How do they feel about
it? Yeah. I mean, I think it's something that just happens. It comes up. It depends on how you react to it.
Correct. The general consensus I've read from, like, you know, these message boards and stuff like this for massage therapists is this is completely normal. Mm-hmm. This happens a lot, right? And in some sense, some people were saying sometimes if it doesn't happen, I wonder, you know, have I done something wrong? Are they still stressed out or whatever, right? One lady said that it happened. I remember her saying that happened over 60% of the time she imagined. She'd been massaging people for 40 years and that it happened over 60% of the time. And there was only one reason to ever address it, and that was if someone was getting aggressive about it.
Sure.
Like they were trying to, like, you know,
do something about it.
Yeah, or grind themselves into the table and whack off that way, right? Or something like that.
I've known quite a few massage therapists in my life at different times, and I have heard that, stuff can get weird.
Stuff can get weird, but if it's just, you know, you just kind of...
It's bound to happen at some point, but it's how you react to it.
Or you give them a Boscalo and, you know, just head down south. Yeah. Just start massaging their lower abdomen.
I got a boob massage one time.
You got a what?
Boob massage.
Yeah, you were telling me that one time.
In Italy.
Yeah, that's where I got my Boscalo massage, which was really weird. This girl was just kept going lower and lower and lower.
I had the guy massaging my boobs. I was like, oh my God, what is happening? This is European.
No, it's just creepy. Nope, just creepy.
To turn to an entirely different subject. One of particular interest to the girls.
Okay, now they're going to get into a whole thing about menstruation here, and I don't know if we need to, if we want to go into that. Yeah,
we can watch Showgirls for that.
Yeah. Showgirls, a classic you must go. All right, well, I made it through.
You did without pooping or throwing up.
No, but I'll do that right after we're done. Okay. So there you go.
Let's take a quick break.
Oh my God. Sex ed is so much fun. There are hundreds of these videos out there. So we'll pepper it in as we go by. We appreciate you taking the time to listen. And And so there's a couple things that I wanted to mention. Man, I'm going to say one more time. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for our brand new series In the Studio. We talk about timely topics like Astroworld. What else we talk about? Kid Rock's video. We talked about Taylor Swift. We talked about Charlie. We talked about Pete and Kim K. We talked about a bunch of stuff. So it's YouTube exclusive. You can only get it there. 5 to 10 minute videos. Please go check it out and subscribe if you get a chance. I'd like to thank our good friends at Castbox. They're always so friendly to us. Calvin and Diana and Catherine. They're wonderful people over there. Yes, they're wonderful
people. They're great, and I love that app too.
It's a great app. Actually,
I've transitioned from Apple to Castbox now.
We'll test it out on a bunch of different ones, but I mainly only listen through on Castbox. And let's face it, our largest audience is over at Castbox. And so we appreciate that. Third largest podcast publishing app in the world. It's an Android. It's built for Android, but you can use it on iPhone or on Android. So download Castbox if you get a chance. It's a great application. Great people over there. YouTube?
Yeah.
Instagram at the commercial break. I wanted to say that. Yeah, there's content you can only find on Instagram also. Okay, so I think that's all we can do for today. What else is needed?
I think that's it, Brian.
I think that's it. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
I love you.
I love you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. As always, we end the show by saying
bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.